And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup here. Hour number two right here at the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here in San Diego, right next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma here. Great show today with Captain Alec Robbie from the Polaris Supreme. Talking fishing here and talking all kinds of stuff. And we have an unbelievable prize package for one lucky caller today. Thanks to Captain Alec Robbie. He has brought a custom Polaris Supreme BSC 7460 Seeker Rod, along with a custom Polaris Supreme Pelican Tumbler, Super Tumbler. And then the Christensens over at Point Loma Seafood have thrown in a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods, where you can go get the freshest thing in town. So you want to get through. It's been a busy morning. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. All the lines are full, but when one opens up, grab it and have a chance to get in and talk to Alec and win that prize. And let's go ahead and get that surf fishing report from the guru himself, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Alec, how's it going, guys?
Oh, it's going great. Beautiful morning, talking fishing, getting even more excited.
I remember fishing on the Polaris Supreme with you, Gundy.
Yeah, I wanted to say something. Alec, there's a real sharp skipper. And I'll tell you what, when you learn under Tommy, you learn the right way. I'll just tell you that, you know, as a young buck, it seems like a lot, you know, you're kind of not sure why you're doing things. And, you know, Tommy has been known as the Riddler, and that's because you ask him a question and he'll ask you a question back because he wants you to understand why you're making that decision. You know what I mean? And you're not just following orders. So you're thinking it through. So he develops very good fishermen because he makes you think of why you're doing things and why those decisions are made. And that's big on a long range boat. So
hats off
and good job, Alec. And, I'll get down to my business here. You know, a bit of a checkerboard as far as open beaches. Everyone knows that. Santa Barbara, Ventura, Oxnard beaches are open there. L.A. and Orange County closed. But the San Diego beaches opened up. And the report I get from all quarters is a good halibut fishing. We're in the middle of a series of grunion runs right now. There's also lots of bait around, lots of small sardines, anchovies in the shallows. And the fishing's been good. In the harbors, the lagoons, on the beaches, it's all good. Hook, line, sinker up there in Santa Barbara reported excellent halibut fishing along most beaches. The swim bait bite's been good for those guys in the calmer water, and then the hard jerk bait's working best on the open beaches. Goleta's been absolutely red hot with guys reporting 1, 2, 3 legal fish in a session. You know, not real big fish, but up to 30 inches, I think, was their better fish. Graveyards, East Beach, Carpinteria, also good places, the harbor mouth. Like I said, 32-inch, I think, was the kicker fish. The bar perch bite has also been good up here, a little overshadowed by the halibut bite, but most guys reporting limits on fish to 1 3/4 pounds, and there's still some spawners in the mix. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported a good halibut bite there. Sunset Beach was open, but now the guys are moving to the jetties, 72nd place, Marina Drive, and they've been soaking cut anchovy there. One angler scored 4 fish to 30 inches this week. Catch some tackle in Newport. Also reported good fishing before the beaches closed there. And the guys are using the hard jerk baits, bouncing crocodiles, that kind of thing. And then San Diego's a little bit a red tide in there, so you have to find that cleaner water. But Pacific Coast reported very good halibut fishing. Lots of red tide, like I said. The shop regular took 2 legal fish and a 4-foot leopard shark on the hard jerk bait yesterday. MS Anchovy Color, I think he was fishing off Cardiff there. Another angler took 4 legal fish this week off Del Mar, taught by a 29-inch fish, and he was fishing cut anchovy. So, unfortunately, you know, we got some reports. This is an oddity, but in the lagoons, I guess the red tide really bloomed with the hot weather, and they actually had some fish die off there. The guys were seeing some dead smell, some dead spotted bay bass. You hate to see it, but it's just one of those quirky things where the red tide blooms with the heat, and then you've got, you know, fertilizer from here and there in the farms, and it just blooms, and the fish can't get out quick enough, kind of like the salt and sea, Pete. But anyways, that'll be on its way. But look for that halibut, Christian, to just get better. It is really good right now.
Hey, Gundy, red tide. Okay, you have a stretch of beach where there's red tide. Should you just keep walking? It's not good to fish in the red tide?
Yeah. For the most part, yeah, I did get one report of a guy was hooking some fish. Sometimes that red tide is just on the surface, you know what I mean? So if you're in a particularly good spot, you know, I would give it a try. But for the most part, you want to find something cleaner than that. Because what happens is if you find a stretch where that oxygen's out of the water, the fish will vacate that water. So, you know, for the most part, I would avoid those redder stretches of beach.
All right, cool. Well, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Of course, always great information. Nice to know we can go surf fishing. And we'll talk to you next Saturday, next Sunday.
Sounds good, Pete. Enjoying the show. You guys keep it up.
All right. Thanks, Gundy. Good talking to you. Appreciate that very much. And that report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu. Hey, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop the hook light enough for bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. And the answer is the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD, the Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or a standard hook. Get it now along with the standard Nautilus, which is my favorite hook, at selected tackle stores, and be ready to get bit for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Let's talk to Arnie and Vista. Good morning, Arnie. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Captain. A couple things I'd like to say to start out with. I want to put out a big thank you from everybody, I'm sure, in the angling sports out here, to Wayne Cotto and Chris Retchedere from CCA for doing all the work that they have been doing over the last month or so, working with the state to get things open back up. Big kudos also to Scott Sherman for helping getting things done down here in San Diego. And the question that I have for you, Captain, is if you guys go to Clement, do you guys try to catch your own flyers, or do you guys tend to use Yummy flyers? And how late in the year do you run your shorter trips and before you convert over to the long trips?
You know, we've been catching flyers since before this whole thing became a trend. We had a couple cases of flyers in our freezers before people were catching them at Clemente. So if they are at Clemente and we are fishing that, like I said, you can never have too much bait, so we will scoop up as much as we can. A lot of times at Clemente, when this bluefin are really going off, those flyers are getting a ton of pressure, so we are very fortunate to have a very good arsenal.
A backup.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And we can catch them anywhere and always keep it in mind. We see them down the beach in Mexico. We scoop them up. Oh, they're around the boat. Scoop them up at Alijo. Scoop them up at wherever, the bank, Hurricane Bank. So we definitely do that. There's no really set time when we switch over as regards to short trips to long trips. We just kind of work them into our schedule. We have a lot of early trips in June, short trips in June and earlier, because that's been the ticket, is shorter trips during that time. So by request, we kind of structured it like that. And people really wanted to start taking those 7 and 8 day trips a little bit later, you know, late July, August, September, October. But sometimes the dates work out to where there's a short trip in between that, and we're more than happy to go try for that bluefin. I mean, if it's at Clemente, we'll go there. I'm not going to commit to going there right now because maybe they'll be.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
They could be right here.
Yes. But just, I guess, to round it out, there's no set time. We convert over. We are always vigilant and always ready to catch what we have the opportunity for. And sometimes that's an opportunity in October is a 3 day, and sometimes it's bluefin at Clemente. But we're ready whenever, and we're ready for whatever. One day, it's a 3 day at Clemente. We unload that, and we're going right to the ridge for the next kind of
eight-day trip or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're just going fishing, but this time I get to go fishing for 3 days. Tomorrow I get to go fishing for 10 days.
Yeah.
So it's all...
So that's a good problem.
like it's great.
It's a dream.
It's
yeah.
a dream.
Yeah. Hey, Arnie, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is on the line. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning there, Pete. I thought I'd just call in and let you know that I'm going to be taking over CCA live this Thursday and doing some Q&A and tips and all that for CCA. So
well, now, how does that work, Benny?
Pardon me?
Tell me about that. How does that work, CCA live? I'm not familiar with it.
Starting a few, which they did last Thursday. Every Thursday they're going to do have somebody talk about tackle in general and just fishing in general. So the viewers will be able to – are you on, Justin? Dylan? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm out on the water here right now with Dylan Dupre from Western Outdoor News. And we're out here bass fishing on the horseshoe. And he just got a big old mackerel. Anyways, so every Thursday we'll be doing something live. And this Thursday I'll be talking about all the great Shimano gear that you can use for fishing the coastal bass and island yellowtail.
Nice. Well, that'll be fantastic. And so how do we tune into that, Benny? Pick me up, Benny.
4 to 5 this Thursday.
So 4 to 5 p.m. this Thursday. And is that on the CCA California Facebook page?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, so just go to CCA California on Facebook, and 4 to 5 p.m. on Thursday, you can watch Captain Benny Florentino.
That's it, and we'll be talking a little bit about what's going on.
Nope,
any questions about my service or fishing in general?
Yeah, well, I'm anxious to go fishing with Coastal Charters, and you're taking passengers out now, right?
That's correct. You know, we have social distancing, like Dylan's up on the bow. You know, I've got a 25-foot Ranger Bay boat, and I'm sitting at the console. His dad's back behind me. So 25 feet, three people, that's pretty good distancing. And, yeah, better place, as your cardiologist said yesterday, the bee is on the water practicing.
Yes, no question about it. So if somebody wants to go fishing aboard Coastal Charters, how do we do that?
Well, they can do a number of ways. They can, one, tune into Facebook Live on Thursday between 4 and 5 this Thursday, or they can get me at 310-779-0397.
All right, you're breaking in and out there. But, yeah, we'll watch on CCA California Facebook page live this Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. Thanks, Captain Benny, and we'll talk to you real soon. We got to have you come in to our world headquarters here and talk fishing here real soon. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. All right, Captain Alec Robbie is here. Let's get back in the phones and talk to Chuck in Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I think you need to check Ricky's prescription when he gets back in. I think he's going to say 25-foot center console. I don't know, Parker?
Yes, indeed. He needs to get back onto the boat more. Yeah.
That's right. Hey, how'd you get into that grouper with the bonita? Did you get one stolen on the way up? And have you ever had one bigger take the one that you were bringing up?
Usually not so much, because on the grouper bites when we're retrieving it, I cannot claim this whole trend here. And it's usually skipjack or baby elephant. This has been going on. We don't usually set up trips to do this a lot. It's a nice way to break up a trip. But it's been going on since the dawn of long-range fishing, I think. I don't know. I've heard of it from guys doing it in the 70s and the 80s and
whatever. A lot of pongueros down in Mexico kind of developed that whole thing, right?
Right. And, I mean, it's just a bucket-mouthed animal that can eat this thing like a piece of popcorn.
Gee.
Quite honestly,
this is like a 10-pound fish, right?
Oh, it's a 10-pound tuna. You know, it's a legit. It's like the bait's hard to bring in. You're usually casting a little crocodile or something to hook one, and then take it off and put it in. The times when they usually do get eaten while you're catching them is not so much from grouper, because they. I mean, there's a chance, but I don't see that often. Where it happens a lot is when you're fishing wahoo. When you're fishing wahoo and you're trying to catch the skipjack or you're throwing skipjack back, those wahoo are smart, and a lot of people are so focused on the boat, the fish on the boat, this, that, or whatever, that they don't just see what they're throwing in the water. Because a lot of times when you release the skipjack, they just explode 5 feet from the boat because a wahoo just
ate them in half.
Ate them in half or thirds. Like a 20-pound wahoo could knife up a skipjack no problem, just take chunk after chunk after chunk after chunk. So a lot of times we'll be winding them in, and then we'll see a wahoo, wham, hit it. And it's sometimes they're small, sometimes they're 80 pounds, but they'll just take piece after piece after piece. And there's been even a
That's
couple...
That's so cool.
Yeah. There's been a couple times where we bring it in, and we just hold it there next to the boat while the wahoo takes a chunk. It's like 30 feet away, slowly comes back around, gains some speed, does it again. And we just try to slowly entice it to the boat to maybe free gaff it.
That'd be something.
It would. And so that... Sometimes we use a whole skip, or actually a half a skipjack.
A half a skipjack.
For wahoo. And we just take a bigger leader, a bigger hook, and it's not necessarily as easy for them to eat that, to get the hook in, because it's a big fish, and they don't eat the whole fish. They eat chunk after chunk after chunk.
Chunk fishing for wahoo.
They self-chunk. They chunk the bait for you.
Yeah.
But they keep coming back for it, and sometimes they snag where that hook is, and then bam, you have the wahoo on. And when they're keyed in on that skipjack, or there is a metric, a lot of them around, and you are just catching skipjack on the Raider, skipjack on the wahoo bomb, skipjack on sardines, and you cut a skipjack in half, hook the skipjack with a big J hook, throw it over the side, they'll instantly just go for it because it mimics a real life wahoo kill. And they're not just on the fish that they cut in half. If their friend cuts it in half, they're like,
they'll come and get it too.
I'm gonna eat that hamburger.
Yeah,
I don't care. You know,
yeah,
I'm
that's cool.
That.
That's got to be fun. Yeah, and that's part of the fun of long range fishing. There's nothing like it.
Right.
Because you see stuff like that you wouldn't see in any other fishery.
Right. And I just want to make clear, I did not develop any of those. I did not say, oh, maybe we should because of this, that, and the other. But I did hear about it from the older generation, and I did see opportunities. I do see opportunities that I'm like, this could work now, and that's where it goes.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's find out what's going on with the FishDope.com report with Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. This report sponsored in part by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Bro series, the custom bluefin, yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're amazing knives made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series of Anza Knives at Fisherman's Processing. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, while I was waiting on hold, Pete, I just caught a rooster fish.
Sweet. Nice.
Yeah. And I Facebook Live that, so if you didn't see it, you could go look at it after the show. But, hey, guys, Catalina was very, very good yellowtail fishing throughout the week, and then something happened yesterday, and the red tides moved in at Catalina, too. So you got to pick your spots and kind of fish around the red tide over there, but there's still good fishing over there, good bass, some bigger barracuda, some yellows, but I haven't seen red tide at Catalina, so that's kind of a new thing, and there's red tide all over the backside of the island, so that's kind of new. But the big news is they opened your harbor down there, Pete, so you can go fishing. How cool is that?
Yes, indeed. San Diego and Mission Bay open, and boy, oh boy, it was busy yesterday.
Oh, I'll bet. People just want to get out, regardless of the fact that there's fish or not. They just want to go fishing.
Oh, yeah. That blue fish.
And that bluefin popped up. Oh, hookup on the downrigger, right while we're talking. Big hookup on the downrigger.
That's multi-time.
Oh,
nice.
Boy. We got a whopper on the downrigger.
Sweet.
So, hey, guys, all I can tell you is the harbors are open. You got to go fishing. Things are starting to happen. I got a big whopper here. I got to gap it.
So I'm guessing that Cabo Harbor's open, huh?
Yes, sir. We're allowed to go fishing again. And the fish are biting.
Fantastic. All right, Captain Dave, go get them, and we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate that report, the fishdope.com report. Of course, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You got to have fishdope.com right now. Get the reports, find out what's going on. Even during the closures, those guys were on it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. And, of course, you can always see Captain Dave at yoursaltwaterguide.com. John in Upland, you're next up, John. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Oh, doing fantastic. Hey,
Alec, yeah, I fished with you twice, one out of Ventura on the Dawn. And then the other time was out of San Diego on the Dawn, actually. And both times I won the jackpot. The first time was it was actually on my birthday, June 17th. We were on Ventura on the Dawn, and everybody was fishing the spider head for the sea bass. And you came up to me and said, "Hey, do you mind changing, maybe doing something different other than the spider hitch?" And I said, "I'm willing to try anything." So you set me up with the fly line on the sliding egg sinker, just cast out, and slowly let the line out. Boom, 3 sea bass on that day with that rig, and I went to jackpot with a 52-pound sea bass. I don't know if you remember that, but later on it came out in the Ventura Sport Fishing magazine, me, you, and Pat holding up the sea bass.
You know, I do remember that. It's surprising. I've seen so many anglers in the over the years, and that does stand out. I think I do still have that picture of me and you and Pat. Those were some good times, and that was incredible sea bass fishing, and I'm really glad that rig worked out, you know. Glad you were open to try a new
thing. What's the rig?
Oh, it's just the classic, what they call fly lining with the squid, which is not... It's with a little bitty egg sinker. And
small egg sinker.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you could... The traditional way at the, you know, Channel Islands is to fish with a dropper loop, more or less. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you get... They're a little bit higher in the water column, which you cast that out, and your squid's kind of dead and struggling for life, and it kind of gives it a slow descent through the water column, but really, really effective at times, and especially... you know, when they're not just right on the bottom or just off the bottom, and it's a very effective way. It's just the classic fly line.
Classic fly line with the egg sinker, yeah.
Exactly.
So, all right. Gotta love that kind of fishing.
Oh, I miss it too.
Yeah.
I'm on sea bass one of these days.
Wow, John, that's quite a memory. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Dan in Alcohol, and you're next up. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Hey, great show, and thank you for being on and all your sponsors. For keeping you on, this is fantastic.
Thank you.
I got two questions. One is the COVID with what's the restrictions going to be like on the boat, or do you even have a clue of that yet? And I think I lost my other. Oh, the other question was with the restrictions on a private boat, you're supposed to only have your family members, but I have a partner. Do you know if they're really being strict on that, or are they allowing you and your partner to be on the boat?
So I'll answer that first thing, and it's kind of, as you mentioned, is we do not really know right now. You know, the situation is fluid. It's ever-changing. So we have trips in June, mid-June, and right now it's just going to roll as it is.
There we go.
But we're going to abide by whatever they set forward at the time being. And as far as the being out on your private boat with a partner, Pete might know more about this than me. But
the rule states that it's immediate household. And so you have to take your interpretation. I think what they're trying to do is just to keep big crowds off of small boats. And like Benny was talking about, social distancing, you know. He's got a 25-foot boat. He's got two other people. I think, you know, the law, again, says that it's immediate household. But I think they're just trying to keep people from packing boats. They don't want to see the scenes that you see in Florida or, you know, sometimes like even around here sometimes you see like a bunch of guys or gals getting on a boat and partying down and heavy groups and stuff like that. They're trying to avoid that. So just be sensible about it. Be respectful about it. And most of all, don't blow it for the rest of us. That's the whole key there for sure. And, you know, go fishing. For sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, and let's talk to Rory in Wildomar. Rory, you're next up. Good morning.
Howdy. That's a good question. That is a good question. I've got a 26-footer, sea turtle striper, and I only put four people on the boat. Okay? That is a good question, because I'm at, my boat is down in Dana Point. Okay, I'm at the Embarcadero, and I talked to the Harbor Patrol. I said, "Am I legal to go out?" And they said, "Yes, you're legal to go out on your boat."
Okay, and every city has different rules. You know, San Diego County has different rules, then Orange County has different rules, L.A. County has different rules. So I think the best thing to do is check with your local officials and then just be respectful of the opportunities that we have right now and then go fishing for sure. And that's the best we can say right now. So thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And next up, Doug in Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, I was wondering on the fishing rods, when did you decide to go from the H to the XH all the way down the line there?
Well, I to be quite honest, the way it works while we're out there on the rig is people bring their rods, and we kind of see what the best for the situation is. Typically, you don't want too stiff of a rod when you're fishing, like for say smaller hooks. You don't. It kind of has a chance of pulling them a little more. It just all depends on rod to rod and softness for what kind of hook you're doing. You know, if you're fishing a kite rod and have a giant, you know, 7691 10-aught J hook, that thing is in some meat. You could get away with a stiffer rod, but quite honestly, it just depends on scenario to scenario, your hook size, your bait size, or if you're using a lure and stuff like that. And that's every situation's different. I don't have a cutoff like, and everyone put away your XH.
Yeah. All right, so let's say we're fishing this local bluefin. You come up and you have 40 to 60-pound bluefin under the boat. What are you going to shoot for? What pound test? What's kind of your go-to?
Oh, 40 to 60-pound bluefin? Oh, I'd want to get 100. I'm just kidding. In a perfect world, yes. But in a more realistic sense, 40 to 50-pound bluefin, hypothetically say fly lining, I'd like to see 50, 60-pound test.
Okay.
To start out.
If you can get away with it, right?
Yeah, I like to start out heavy because that may be when they're in the most frenzy mode. Start out heavy and then slowly back it off and, you know, drop
you
down to 40 after
scale
that.
Back.
Yeah, but if you go in undergunned right away, you know, people are going to be consistently putting fish on the boat next to you while you're stuck there fighting an epic battle on 40-pound with a truly good fish. So, and then anytime you use any jig, I'd fish 80 to 100-pound on a jig or heavier. I mean, your
reaction bait, so
exactly when you're trusting your presentation in a small animal that's pulling a giant diameter of line off, that's when you need to kind of be a little more conscious of your line size and your reel size, and it makes the biggest difference. When you have a piece of steel fluttering down that's just peeling line off whatever reel, that's when you just stay big there, but
for sure.
Yeah,
because bluefin have teeth and they can chew through.
They sure do. And you know what, that's, you definitely want to make sure you got the right leader for it, and you want the right maybe even a little bit higher test of fluorocarbon, maybe even
on the leader.
Yeah, I mean, some people even use light cable in some senses. Of, you know,
like 100-pound test. And
exactly. Yeah.
130.
Whatever they can get away with.
Yeah. On a jig, it doesn't necessarily matter, right?
Right. But it definitely seems that, I mean, we haven't been through the spectrum of if it really does matter or not side by each test. But it does seem like, you know, 130, 100, even 200-pound test fluorocarbon specifically is what's been
a go-to.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what everyone's trying. So that's the biggest pool of testing that we've seen.
Sure.
So it has the highest results. So
yeah.
I kind of am going with that at the moment. But, you know, for the guy that discovers that it truly doesn't matter and he's putting 200-pound cable down there and it don't make a difference, they're going to be even safer.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more from Captain Alec Robbie from the Polaris Supreme. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Of course, download that app. It's free, and you can take it everywhere you go. You can also get on our website, letstalkhookup.com, access all our social media and our Let's Talk Hookup store, of course, where you can buy T-shirts and a lot of other stuff like that on our Let's Talk Hookup store. It's all found on our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Check it out. It's newly remodeled and looks pretty darn good. All right, let's go back to talk to Captain Alec Robbie from the Polaris Supreme, and let's talk to Ryan from Irvine. Ryan, you're next up. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, guys, and I want to say, first of all, thank you for what both of you guys do for the sport fishing industry and the fishing community. You guys are great. And,
thanks, Ryan.
For my question, so for flying the kite in the long-range trips, how revolutionary was this method of fishing? And
well, you're breaking up there, Ryan.
In the future?
Here, could you repeat yourself? Yep.
Hello, yeah?
We lost you there. So what about flying the kite? How does that change your life on the Polaris Supreme?
You know, the first part of his question was how revolutionary was it and was it done? And that happened way back in my boss's day. They started doing it. They started implementing it into long range. I do believe it was developed on the East Coast, but once we started using it to our style of fishing, it was revolutionary. It is the way to catch fish that are just out of reach of the boat. It's mm-hmm. the way to hook a giant on big gear. It's the way to really stack the odds in your favor, where otherwise it seems like you're really working an uphill battle on all aspects. It's just a new presentation. It's far away from the boat. It makes it irresistible, like that poor bait getting dangled like that. It's just
the most fun is a live flying fish getting chased by a big tuna.
Right.
There's nothing like seeing that, right?
Oh, nothing like it. That's one thing that I remember vividly from my early days of, you know, fishing as a passenger. You put that fish on, and they're pretty docile in the meantime. Those flying fish are just kind of chilling out, looking around, whatever. But when they see a big tuna below them, it looks like you lit one of those, like, rockets for, like, fanfare. And you put it on, it's just like...
Yeah, they're like, going...
Like, what's going on? Why is that thing not in the water anymore? And then you just see a very slow, controlled roll on it, and they get it. And it's like... And then...
And I'm on!
It's beautiful. It's That's what it's about. There's nothing like it in the fishing world.
Yeah.
It's
pretty cool.
Super visual, super results.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
produces great. And the advantage, the big advantage, of course, fishing the kite and on the surface there is fishing that big gear. If you're fishing for big tuna, you know, it's hard to hook them on big gear, and you can hook them on big gear on that kite.
You can hook them on, there's no limit to the gear. For the most part, with big baits, I will say there is a slight limit to the gear when you're fishing like a sardine, like a smaller bait. I mean, but still, you're fishing the heaviest outfit you can with for a sardine. You can fish like a 130-pound test, and it still looks fantastic. But when you're fishing like a big mackerel or a flying fish or a squid, yeah, you just ramp that up to the... You turn it to 11, and you hook them on rope with the biggest hooks for sure. But yeah, you kind of can be relatively finesse with a smaller bait like a sardine, but for the most part, you're gonna fish the biggest gear you can possibly fish on that kite.
So. That's cool. Hey, very good. Good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Mike and Murrieta. You're next up. Thanks, Mike, for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys, I got a question on. The private boating. I got a friend that I talked into buying a boat. And I said, okay, now we're going to try it. And he goes, but you have to be a family member because he's from India. So I said, well, what are we going to do? He goes, well, I got an extra turbin. So if you see two guys out there with turbins, we made it. But is there going to be a change in the world where you don't have to be a family member?
I'm sure there will be. And right now we're still under stay-at-home orders, don't forget. So I'm sure once they relax the stay-at-home orders, which I hope is coming soon, but, you know, all this is being written right now. All this history is being written right now. Nobody knows for sure what's going to happen. So we just be thankful for the little victories that we've had, like being able to get out on the water right now and be respectful and conscious that they could take that right away from us anytime. So just be respectful of those opportunities we have now and go fishing when you can. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That's a unique thought process, though.
Right.
Why not? Whatever. Sam and Irvine, you're next up. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the show today. Hey, my question is, you know, there's a lot of talk about connections and things like that, but, you know, I've been trying to work with Nub Knots and Sato Crimps. So on your boat, do you tie knots or do you go for more exotic connections?
Crimps.
That depends. Most of the time, 90% of the time, it's knots. once we start getting into the bigger diameter monofilament or fluorocarbon or whatever, like, no, I start usually with 200-pound test is when it's mainly for the kite. I like to do the 200-pound mono inside 200-pound spectra, and I like to use, basically you start out with kind of a nail knot, or actually you just start out with a bunch of half hitches, mm-hmm. and you just keep going down for about, you know, 2 inches, and you do that, you know, really tight as your hand can do it, 50 or 30-pound spectra, solid spectra, and then you finish it with some tack blue or something like that. Super strong, super smooth connection through the guides. The Sato crimps work. This is what I've kind of done.
Well, and you guys have the expertise to do that. For somebody that's more of a novice, mm-hmm. the Sato crimp is a very easy thing to use.
Oh, exactly, yeah. It's very...
And it's pretty foolproof.
It really is. You put it in, you crimp it down, you call it good.
Yeah.
But definitely for the bigger diameter lines, great. When I was younger and more like, ooh, technically, like, let's try out all this stuff. I was even like inserting into my 40-pound, you know, just doing it as light lines. But in all reality, I believe that's kind of overkill. It's more hassle. And then if you get in a big tangle, you have to like, oh crap, I got to get my wind on. Whereas right now, you get in a tangle with a knot, your deckhand just cuts it, pulls it out the side, reties it with his knot of choice, and bam, you're fishing instantly. And
so what's your favorite knot of choice for, let's say you're connecting 40-pound fluorocarbon to 40-pound power, or 40 or 65-pound Power Pro?
You know, I love the Tony Pena knot.
Okay.
Or whatever sort of other name that it has.
Okay.
I've learned to tie it pretty quick. It seems to be effective on very thin diameter lines, mm-hmm. thin spectra lines, all the way up to heavier ones. And I've seen it be very effective.
Use the John Collins knot?
I do not. Some of my crew does.
Yeah, but, you know, they like that.
I have a knot, and I stick with it.
Yeah, and that's the key. Get one that you like.
And I believe
and that you
it,
know and that you believe in, and stick with that knot, right?
Yes. And when I was younger, I did fall into, I was all about learning every knot under the sun. And every single person that showed me, you know, any passenger or whatever, I'd try to learn it until one guy showed me it. I mastered it later on that trip. He's like, yeah, don't try that. It pulled. I'm like, oh, cool. So now I really vet my knots.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you got to test your knots for sure. So let me ask you this. What about to the hook? What are you tying? What knot are you tying on your hook?
90% of the time, it's a single San Diego knot.
San Diego Jack. It's a pretty foolproof knot.
It is.
Hard to mess up, and it works.
Yes, and if you want to give it the ring, the little swiveling effect where your hook could, like, dangle around, you just kind of back it off a little. I like to double it up only when I have, like, a spider hitch or a dropper loop, when I have a knot that doubles up that line. That way it literally turns 40-pound line doubled up with that knot, turns it to 80-pound, you know.
Right.
Other than that, just keep it simple. And that's one thing Tommy taught me, even for running the boat. You keep stuff simple. You think of certain fishing ways and simply tackle techniques, keeping it simple. And that San Diego jam knot, even just a single, stupidly effective for every size line I've tried it with. And it's my go-to knot for the hook. There's a little bit of times I use, you know, other knots to make like a little loop, like a perfection loop, but not all the time. And definitely San Diego knot, Tony Pena knot, and if I'm connecting two like mono to fluoro, like two plasticky, I don't even know,
right,
knot spectra, I like the surgeon's knot.
The surgeon's knot, okay.
Yeah. And
simple.
I like
how many turns on the surgeon's knot?
With big line, 3, you know, 100 and above, when you're fishing like 30-pound or 20-pound, you can go 5, but I believe you probably
smaller
only need
knot?
3. Yeah.
Smaller test, what are you doing?
Like 5. 5. 5 turns. Like 5.
That turns. Comes from your fly fishing experience, I'll bet, right?
It does. That's
awesome.
So you can even get that down to like 2-pound test or whatever tip.
Yeah, that surgeon knot, it works.
It does. Yeah. And, you know, if I get a new crew member and they're daunted by the wall of knots to memorize them, like you learn San Diego, you learn the Tony Pena knot, you learn the surgeon's knot, and the, you know, the surgeon's knot loop style for dropper loop fishing, and the rest will flow in. You master those in a little bit of time once you come on the boat to start with that. That's a great base for any.
So you're using this surgeon knot for a dropper loop rig too.
Yes, and I mean,
how many turns on that? Three?
3 to 5. Kind of same deal.
All right.
Yep. And
you just cut one end and put your sinker on one and put your hook on the other?
You don't even need to. So say, I mean, you double up the line, tie your surgeon's loop, bam. Your tag end, you just put your weight on that.
Put your weight on the tag end.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love going through the hook with the doubled line, as I was mentioning.
Oh.
And then you tie a double San Diego to that, effectively doubling your line strength. And there has been many times when we've brought in yellowtail and grouper up from the rocks, and one line is completely chafed through and the other is still hanging on.
Yeah.
So that fish was made because it had two lines.
Yeah.
And even wahoo, I've even seen wahoo accidentally eat that bait, and they bite immediately through one and come up on that other. It's not a surefire way for every fish, but it increases your odds.
And how long is your tag end for your sinker, and how long is your tag end for your hook?
I'd say like three feet to the sinker, and two, like once the knot, the finished knot to the hook is tied, it's usually about a foot and a half, 2 feet.
Okay.
You know.
All right. That's good stuff. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Chris and Linda Vista, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I've always wondered two things about these trips. You head out there, not only for first-timers but other people, you head out there and your equipment breaks down and you have no other fishing gear. What are the options? You guys can help them fix it or replace it, at least rent some stuff out there. Or if you get sick, do you guys have points where you can drop them off, or they kind of have to just hang in until things get worse? What goes on?
So as far as the gear goes, the gear – if you bring on your stuff, well, A, if you come on and you tell our office staff, you tell Susan, I don't have any gear. All our loaner gear is provided. There's just a minimal line fee, and then it kind of charges you go with tackle. But hypothetically, say you come on the boat with your gear and your reel hasn't been used since whenever, seizes up, something goes out, we'll try to fix it. But if it fails, we're going to get you fishing. And
you have loaner gear on the boat.
We have it on the boat. If you're coming, definitely give the office a heads up so we can possibly bring more. Yeah. But we always have spares. And if that happens with someone, we don't say tough beans. Like,
yeah,
you know,
go sit in the corner.
Yeah, no, we will get your reel working, or we will get you something that will catch fish.
Yeah.
It's just that's part of coming on, trying out one of these long-range trips and seeing how it is and how the culture is. And it's not just the boat, the stateroom, the food. It's like the drive of the crew and the captains to get you fish. Once you're out there, quite honestly, the expenses of tackle and that stuff kind of go to the wind. I mean, let's not take that too extreme, but like our number one thing is for you to have a good time and to stay fishing and keep catching fish. So if your rod snaps, hold on 1 second, sir, run up to the roof, we got them stored there. We'll bring down another rod, get you back out. Your reel blows up. Just use this. Don't even worry about paying. We'll figure it out later. Like, we'll figure it later. In the immediate reaction.
Yeah.
You know, we can talk about that later, but we're going to get you out while the fishing is good.
Well,
that's
good.
That could die.
Let's get you rolling.
Second.
Yeah, for sure.
So as far as being sick, that is a case to case. That's case to case for 100% sure. Sometimes it's not really practical for us to turn around. Sometimes if we're down at the ridge, kind of the same latitude as Cabo San Lucas, well, that's actually more applicable because possibly they can go in, but it is not, we don't typically go back in unless it's...
And it depends on the emergency.
It's case to case.
Yeah.
That's a very...
You can't, I mean, there's no cut and dry thing. Sometimes you have to call Coast Guard and have somebody airlifted off if it's a real severe case.
Right. Or if we're right fishing really close and the bite's only in the daytime, not so much night, and we can afford to come back and drop you back off in San Diego, we could do that, but it's definitely case to case.
Everything is it's always changing.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. But you guys, all you guys are trained with medical knowledge and stuff like that to get on with the Coast Guard and analyze the situation.
All of our crew is trained in even the basic CPR and first aid minimum, and me and Tommy on top of that, it's a little more advanced. And anyone who has a license on our boat is trained a little more advanced. And then on top of that, once it gets to a critical time, it's our protocol to reach out to the Coast Guard's flight surgeon and figure it all out, you know.
For sure. And that's the advantage of long-range fishing is you've got the best of the best running these boats, on these boats, hand-picked crews and such like that. It's you're going to be on a safe, comfortable platform, and you're going to have a good time.
We get held to such a high standard with everything.
Yes.
Customer service, Coast Guard inspections. It's American standards and comfort fishing in the most remote destinations you can imagine, which is incredible.
Yes,
it really is. You're taking an incredible standard in boats that are in immaculate shape.
Yep.
Their safety is number one. It's a miracle.
Yeah,
it's a blessing.
Sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. When we come back, we're going to be giving away one heck of a prize. Talk more with Captain Alec Robbie from Polaris Supreme. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, big prize here. It's a custom Polaris Supreme rod. It's a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and a Polaris Supreme Pelican Tumbler. All of that goes to Ryan and Irvine. Congratulations, Ryan. You are the big winner. We'll have you come down and pick it up down in San Diego, and you're going to be fishing. So congratulations on that. And Captain Alec Robbie, Polaris Supreme, great job, man. Your first time on Let's Talk Hookup, you hit a home run for us, and thank you for taking the time to do that. If somebody wants to join you on the Polaris Supreme, how do we do that?
Well, there's many different ways to do it here. You could either go to our website, PolarisSupreme.com, and peruse our schedule and even book online there. Or if you have additional questions, you can call 619-390-7890, and that goes directly to Susan, who is our secretary, extremely helpful. And she, like us fishermen, super adaptive, super adapting to
changing. Susan's been doing it for a long time.
Oh, gosh. She's a pro.
Of course, that's Mrs. Rothery.
Mrs. Rothery, yes. But she's just the boss.
So. Oh, yeah, the boss, yeah, but, for sure.
Those are the two ways you can get a hold of us, and we'd love to have you guys fishing. We cannot wait to go fishing.
Yep.
We cannot wait to pass this Point Loma and head south, head west, head north, wherever. We want to get on them.
All right, Captain Alec, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, and thank you for listening today. Thanks to Dave in the studio for us, and, of course, Adam doing the app and all he does for Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you, guys. And thank you all the sponsors and all the listeners, too, for being with us in this trying time. And next Saturday, the legend, Captain Buzz Brizendine, is going to be here with us. And then next Sunday, the big legend, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. It's going to be a legend weekend. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.